CD7.
That I am, said Mr. Weevil, struggling to his feet. She's a fine woman who bakes a very reasonable steak and onion pie, and she has all her own teeth. And all that because she showed I. Her youngest son got her a set of fancy store-bought teeth all the way from the big city, and very handsome she looks in them. She was kind enough to loan them to I one day when I had a difficult piece of pork to tackle, and a man doesn't forget a kindness like that.
You don't think you ought to think about this, do you? Said Tiffany.
Mr. Weevil laughed. Think? I got no business to be thinking about it, young lady. Who are you to tell an old un like I that he ought to be thinking? I'm 91, I am. Got to be up and doing. Besides, I have reason to believe by the twinkle in her eye that the widow Tussie will not turn up her nose at my suggestion. I've seen a fair number of twinkles over the years, and that was a good un. And I dare say that suddenly having a box of gold will fill in the corners, as my old dad would say.
It took 10 minutes for Mr. Weevil to get changed, with a lot of struggling and bad language and no help from Tiffany, who was told to turn her back and put her hands over her ears. Then she had to help him out into the garden, where he threw away one walking stick and waggled a finger at the weeds.
"And I'll be chopping down the lot of you tomorrow," he shouted triumphantly.
At the garden gate, he grasped the post and pulled himself nearly vertical, panting.
"All right," he said, just a little anxiously. "It's now or never. I look okay, does I?"
"You look fine, Mr. Weevil."
"Everything clean? Everything done up?"
"Yes," said Tiffany.
"How's my hair look?"
You don't have any, Mr. Weevil, she reminded him.
Ah, right, yes, 'tis true. I'll have to buy one of the what-d'ye-call-ems, like a hat made of hair. Have I got enough money for that, do you think?
A wig? You could buy thousands, Mr. Weevil.
Ah, right. His gleaming eyes looked around the garden. Any flowers out? I can't see too well. Ah, spectacles. I saw 'em once made of glass. Makes you see good as new. That's what I need. Have I got enough for spectacles?
Mr. Weevil, said Tiffany, you've got enough for anything.
Why, bless you, said Mr. Weevil. But right now I need a bouquet of flowers, girl. Can't go courting without flowers, and I can't see none. Anything left?
A few roses were hanging on among the weeds and briars in the garden. Tiffany fetched a knife from the kitchen and made them up into a bouquet.
Ah, good, he said. Late bloomers, just like I.
He held them tightly in his free hand and suddenly frowned and fell silent and stood like a statue.
I wish my Toby and my Mary was going to be able to come to the wedding, he said quietly. But they're dead, you know.
Yes, said Tiffany. I know, Mr. Weevil.
And I could wish that my Nancy was alive too, although being as I hopes to be marrying another lady, that ain't a sensible wish, maybe. Nearly everyone I knows is dead.
Mr. Weevil stared at the bunch of flowers for a while and then straightened up again.
Still, can't do nothing about that, can we? Not even for a box full of gold.
No, Mr. Weevil, said Tiffany hoarsely.
Oh, don't cry, girl. The sun is shining, the birds is singing, and what's past can't be mended, eh?
Said Mr. Weevil jovially.
And the widow Tussie is waiting.
For a moment he looked panicky, and then he cleared his throat.
"Don't smell too bad, do I?"
he said. "Only of mothballs, Mr. Weevil."
"Mothballs? Oh, mothballs is OK. Right, then, time's a-wasting."
Using only the one stick, waving his other arm with the flowers in the air to keep balance, Mr. Weevil set off with surprising speed.
"Well," said Mistress Weatherwax, as, with jacket flying, he rounded the corner, "that was nice, wasn't it?"
Tiffany looked around quickly. Mistress Weatherwax was still nowhere to be seen, but she was somewhere to be unseen. Tiffany squinted at what was definitely an old wall with some ivy growing up it, and it was only when the old witch moved that she spotted her. She hadn't done anything to her clothes, hadn't done any magic as far as Tiffany knew, but she'd simply faded in. Yes, said Tiffany, taking out a handkerchief and blowing her nose.
But it worries you, said the witch. You think it shouldn't have ended like that, right?
No, said Tiffany hotly.
It would have been better if he'd been buried in some old cheap coffin paid for by...